You're listening to The Takeaway on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. An exhibit is now open at the Mosaic Templars Cultural Center in Little Rock that highlights how a documentary photographer grieved for the loss of a beloved family matriarch in Arkansas. KUAR intern Darcy Haygood has the story.
The exhibit is called Not Forgotten, an Arkansas Family Album. Photographer Nina Robinson has been telling stories through her photos for national publications for many years now. Her most recent project began, as many others have, as an attempt to capture the nuances and complexities of Southern life.
In 2014, I decided I'm going to go to the South. I haven't been to the South in 15 years. I said that I wanted to go by bus and travel around with random people, photograph them, tell their story.
When she was young, Robinson frequently visited family members in rural southwest Arkansas, but those visits grew rare as she entered adulthood. Robinson felt this journey would be the perfect opportunity to see them again. She also knew that her grandmother in the town of DeLark wasn't doing well, and that this might be the last time they saw one another.
My grandmother's house was my first stop, and in that week, my grandmother passed away. During that time, it didn't feel right for me to pursue this adventurous, road trip where I photograph, where I document other travelers. It just felt right to stay with my family and connect with my family. And I ended up staying in Arkansas for about 3.5 months.
In mourning the family matriarch, Robinson got to know her relatives in Arkansas for the first time as an adult. She says coming at a time of great sorrow helped her come to a realization.
It's so important that we don't forget, the people who raised us, the people who paved way for us. And it's so important to acknowledge them and hold them close and to make sure that you keep in contact with them as much as possible.
Although Robinson had never done anything like it before, she says the decision to document this time came easily. Photographing the rituals and practices of her loved ones as they moved through their sorrow helped her face her own grief, she says. Robinson intended to capture the depth and nuance of her family's experience during those months, and in doing so, she made deliberate choices on who and what to include in the collection. The only photo featuring Robinson's grandmother shows her hand.
I didn't want to publish images of my grandmother sick in bed. I didn't feel that it was necessary. I didn't want to photograph her in her casket. I didn't feel that was necessary. There's a lot of images in this body of work that you can feel loss. You don't necessarily need to see that. It doesn't need to be so literal.
Christina Schutt, executive director of the Mosaic Templars Cultural Center, says she first saw Robinson's photos in a New York Times article. She knew immediately that they had to feature her because telling the Black story is a big part of what the Mosaic Templars Cultural Center does. Schutt talked to the artist about Schutt's favorite photo in the collection, one of Robinson's young relatives.
But there's this great image of your cousin, and she's like eating an apple, like a caramel apple, and she is like taking the most delight in that caramel apple.
Oh,
she's got on
gosh.
This beautiful, like bright pink dress, and the sun is cascading over the back of her head. And it just, it feels summer when you see that image. And you see this little girl, and the only thing she cares about is that caramel apple. And the nuts and caramel are kind of dripping down her face. But she is just taking the most delight in that caramel apple.
While such joyful photos may not seem to fit in a collection exploring tremendous loss, Robinson says that shared love was crucial in her family members supporting one another.
This was a healing project, but it was also a project of love. Photographing loss, but there's also life after loss. Life still continues. And that's why this is a tribute to my grandmother. What still continues to exist in, a rural Black community. What traditions are we continuing after our matriarch is gone?
Nina Robinson's exhibit runs through September 2nd at the Mosaic Templars Cultural Center. She will also be conducting photography workshops there in the coming weeks. Darcy Haygood, KUAR News.